Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLuc. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLuc. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Gil McDougald. Batting second. The shortstop, Tony Kubek. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Norm Seaborn. Batting sixth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Duke Moss. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Duke Moss. And now, play ball. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a line drive towards third. Carey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek hits a pop-up towards first. Wertz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle takes first base on ball four. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone takes first base on ball four. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn strikes out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a fly ball into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock strikes out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss strikes out. Two outs. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0 for 1 in the game. McDougald hits a fly ball into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Runnels moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett bunts towards the mound. Moss fields it and throws to third for the out. Wirtz moves to second. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quebec fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Quebec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quebec is 0 for 1 in the game. Quebec hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mantle. The throw from Daly and he is safe. Mantle steals second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaborn hits a fly ball into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moss fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a fly ball into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Yankees. Duke Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0 for 2 in the game. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0 for 1 in the game. DeLock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 2 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moss fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0 for 2 in the game. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Mantle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gurnett. Mantle reaches second base with a double. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mantle moves to third. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaburn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McDougald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauer takes first base on ball 4. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carey hits a fly ball into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Malzone is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skourin juggles the ball. That's an error on Skourin. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-2 in the game. Daly hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams pinch hits for Ike DeLuck. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Murray Wall now pitching. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-3 in the game. McDougald hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-for-3 in the game. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin is 0-for-3 in the game. Skourin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Yankees. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-3 in the game. Seaborn hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-3 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Yankees. Ryan Duran now pitching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Busby pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Seaborn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.